St. Gregory of Nyssa, in a treatise on Christian perfection, wrote in the Office of Readings, Tuesday, "The life of the Christian has three distinguishing aspects: deeds, words, and thoughts. Thought comes first, then words, since our words express openly the interior conclusions of the mind. Finally, after thoughts and words, comes action, for our deeds carry out what the mind has conceived. So then, when one of these results in our action or speaking or thinking, we must make sure that all our thoughts, words, and deeds are controlled by the divine ideal, the revelation of Jesus Christ. For then our thoughts, words, and deeds will not fall short of the nobility of the implications. What then must we do, we who have been found worthy of the name of Christ? Each of us must examine one's thoughts, words, and deeds to see whether they are directed toward Christ or turned away from him. For your thoughts produce your words, from which flow your actions." That almost could have sounded like from any motivational speaker. Your thoughts produce your words, which then form your actions. Which gives us a great segue into today's gospel. For Jesus said to his disciples, "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool." For the sincerity of a person's life can only be proved by one's practice. Fine words can never be a substitute for fine deeds. So often men and women confess God with their lips and yet deny God with their very lives. It is not difficult to recite a creed, but it is difficult to live out a creed. Faith without practice is a contradiction in terms. For the goal is to put feet on our faith, to convert our creeds into deeds. It's been said we have a profusion of professions and an anemia of deeds. Therefore, knowledge must become action. Theory must become practice. Theology must become life. There is little good going to a doctor unless one is prepared to do the things that we hear him say to us. We all know how well we don't follow that advice, don't we? Likewise, there is little good going to an expert unless you are prepared to act on that advice. But yet, there are thousands of people who listen to the teachings of Jesus Christ every week and who have a very good knowledge of what Jesus taught. Yet they make little or no deliberate attempt to put it into practice. So here again from St. Gregory. Each of us must examine one's thoughts, words, and deeds to see whether they are directed toward Christ or turned away from him.